It's Central Time. I'm Mike Arnold.
And I'm Cynthia Schuster on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up on Central Time, we'll learn more about a famous Madison playwright in our Wisconsin Legends segment.
But first, the news broke yesterday that former Wisconsin Senator and Milwaukee Bucks owner Herb Cole is selling the Milwaukee Bucks for a cool $550 million.
The new owners are two New York-based hedge fund investors who, along with Cole, say they're committed to keeping the team in Milwaukee. They've pledged funds toward a new arena, but there are still significant hurdles to getting one built. That's got people asking questions about the future of the professional basketball, about the future of professional basketball in the city.
Joining us now to talk more about the sale and the future of the team in Milwaukee is Don Walker. He's a reporter and blogger at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, where he writes the Business of Sports blog. Don, welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Now, we knew this day was coming. Cole had suggested in the past that he was seeking additional investors for the team, but I think some people were surprised that he actually gave up complete ownership. What do we know about the new owners?
Well, we're still learning quite a bit about the new owners, but one thing we can say with real certainty is they have an awful lot of money in their wallets.
Yeah.
They have agreed to pay $550 million, as you reported, and pledged at least $100 million toward construction of a new arena. Folks that I've spoken with in the sports industry business say that is highly unusual for a prospective owner or owners to make that kind of a commitment. The $550 million, I should point out, is an eye-popping number, if for no other reason that the Milwaukee Bucks are generally considered to be the least valued team in the NBA. Forbes magazine, as recently as January, valued them at $405 million. So former Senator Cole certainly got a premium on his investment.
Yeah, it's a pretty sweet deal. Now the question, though, is, I mean, that's a huge difference, though. It's valued at $405 million in January. It sells for $555 million, plus they're throwing in another million, $100 million for the idea of a new venue. What do you think's going on there?
Well, I think what's happening here, first of all, is you have to keep in mind, and this is based on conversations I've had with sports industry people, for those who are wealthy investors, there's a lot of money out there in the marketplace, so there's money to be spent. Secondly, assuming you're a basketball fan, an NBA franchise is a precious asset. There are only 30 of them around. Consequently, there is going to be demand for them among people who have the financial wherewithal to pay for one. And in this case, the bidding, there was approximately 9 very serious bidder groups for this team. And the company that was handling the sale for Senator Cole, Allen & Company, based in New York, said simply the bidding went up, but this particular group went in with a very high bid, stuck to it, did their homework, and convinced the senator that they were the right team pair to take over the team.
Now, is this kind of like if you buy an old classic car that's in really bad shape, but you can fix it up and it's worth more money? Is that the deal with this whole thing?
Well, I think there is some of that, but also my sense is that the other attraction for these gentlemen was the opportunity to build a new arena, again, assuming there's public support for that, and that, of course, is not a given. But I think it was attractive to them to have the potential to build an arena to their liking with, you know, all the bells and whistles that newer arenas have.
And then those bells and whistles can make a lot of money, too, right? Is that part of it as well?
Well, absolutely. Just this afternoon, I was at the BMO Harris Bradley Center, the current home of the Milwaukee Bucks, and was reminded again of some of the shortcomings in the arena. As an example, there are only 7,000 lower bowl seats in the Bradley Center. Most NBA arenas have upwards of 10,000 or more lower bowl seats. These, of course, are seats that are considered the best viewing for a basketball game. So there are things like that. There are issues about the suites at the current Bradley Center, and I'm thinking that the new owners feel that they can build a better mousetrap and attract more people and generate more revenue for the Bucks.
Now, the new owners have pledged to keep the team in Milwaukee. That seems to be an important thing to Herb Cole, I think, in making the deal, right? So do you think that's going to happen, though? Because, I mean, some people say, remember the Seattle Supersonics.
Well, I agree. Nothing is certain in life, and I do. I'm not prepared to say that they have made this lifelong commitment to keep the team in Milwaukee. And I'll give you an example. If there is significant public opposition to providing some measure of public support to complete the financing for a new arena, there could very well be a scenario in which these two owners walk away. Do I think that might happen? I don't know. That's going to get played out over the next few years. But both the senator and the two gentlemen buying the team have indicated that there will have to be some form of additional public support, whether that's in the form of sales taxes or what have you, I don't know.
Now, Herb Kohl has said he's going to put $100 million in. The new owners have said they're going to put $100 million in, but it's a $400 million project. Do you think the fact that they're willing to put so much skin in the game could make it easier to convince people in Milwaukee and in Wisconsin that this is something to support?
No question about it. That announcement yesterday, as far as I was concerned, was almost as important as the announcement of the sale of the team. It very much gives the arena construction debate a jump start. $400 million has been bandied about as a price tag for a new arena, but those kinds of things do tend to get higher over time. So $400 million may be a floor for a cost of a new arena. Could very well approach $450 million or more. It all depends on the design, and we won't know that for a very long time.
Have you done any research on the situation with other teams and other cities where they've had a condition where they wanted a new facility and wound up walking or anything like that?
Not necessarily. I mean, in most cases, professional sports franchises, with the support of their commissioner as well as key elected officials, generally speaking, across the country, have been able to convince the public of the need to fund these arenas. And I should point out, in the interest of fairness and balance, that there are very few sports economists who would agree on, you know, they would disagree on a lot of things, but one thing they generally agree on is that these new stadiums, arenas, are not necessarily economic generators. And so that debate we will hear more and more in the coming months.
So if the arena winds up not being built, if, as people debate it, they determine that's not the thing to do you think it's fair to say that the team is as good as gone?
Well, Senator Kohl said it himself. He says the money will be gone. And I would read into that not only would his own money be gone, but these owners could very well walk away. Now, we don't know the circumstances of the sale agreement, but it seemed pretty clear to me in listening to Senator Kohl yesterday is that if there is no arena, that makes this sale problematic at best.
Now, the sale isn't final until the NBA approves it. Is there any reason to think that it would be denied?
They're meeting as we speak right now. There is not a vote expected this week on approving the sale. It'll likely come in the next few months, probably via telephone conference call. I don't see anything at this juncture that would stand in the way of a successful sale.
Well, Don, thanks so much for being here today.
You're welcome.
Don Walker is a reporter and blogger at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel.